Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Lisa Robin Young, and today's call is Success Your Way, how to have a profitable, sustainable business that works for you in 2015 and beyond. If you don't already know me, I will tell you that I don't spend a lot of time at the beginning of the call telling you why I'm so important and why you should listen to me because, well, bluntly, you don't care about me as much as you care about getting to the material you came here to learn about. So I will make you the promise that you will learn more about me as you go through the material today because everything I teach comes from my background and my years of experience in business in various roles. Now, you're here today because you're a personality-based business owner that wants to grow in the next 12 months. And maybe you're new, maybe you're seasoned, but regardless, you see 2015 as a year for growing your business into something that's more profitable and more sustainable. Now, personality-based businesses, they have a different set of issues than a typical corporate entity. So let's look at that for a minute. A personality-based business is usually smaller, more agile. You may only be a team of one right now, and that's fine. The trick is being able to balance all the roles and the responsibilities for your particular stage of growth. So you might be an author, a coach, a direct seller, in my case, a musician, a performing artist. The company relies on you right now. You are the face of your business. And in truth, without you, there is no business. You're critical to the business's success. That's what I mean by personality-based brand. It doesn't matter what your industry is. It doesn't matter what your product or offering is. The idea is without you, there's just no business. So this is both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because it's usually easy to talk shop or to drum up business wherever you happen to be. You know, it's not like you've got to schlep a product with you. You can just talk and clients can materialize, oh, I need what you have to offer, let me get your card kind of a thing. It's a curse, though, because it often feels like everything is still up to you or that you can't lay low for too long or the world's going to move on and forget about you. Or maybe it's something else. You know, we'll talk more about the three stages of business growth in a few minutes, but first, I want to share with you what's been happening over the last month in my free coaching sessions. I've had my door wide open to connect with entrepreneurs of all stripes for the last month or so, to hear where they're at, to hear what's troubling them, and to help them find next steps for success. And time and again, I've been witnessing the exact same things. I've heard the exact same stories. And I realized that this isn't just a one-off thing. This is a trend, and it's a trend that matters to you, and that's why we're doing this call today. Because I hear so many business owners telling me, you know, I've been doing all the right things, but I'm not seeing the success. I'm doing everything that they told me I should do, and I'm not seeing the results. I bought XYZ package, which was going to help me do this, and it didn't work for me. And if that sounds like you, I've got good news, because you can build a profitable, sustainable business and have a life of meaning. And you can do it on your own terms. In fact, if you truly want to be successful, you must do it on your own terms. And today we're going to dig into the how and the why of that. For the last 100 years, we've evolved from an industrial age into the age of what I call success your way. There was a time not too long ago where you had to do it the old way in order to just survive. You took a job, you worked in the same place for 35 years, you got your gold watch, and you retired. If you were lucky, you'd saved up enough money to maybe start your own little side business, and then you could build something and perpetuate the cycle. When I was a kid in the 80s, we were seeing the end of that era. We didn't realize it then, but that's what was happening. That was starting to fall apart. Company loyalty shifted from the employees that made the business run to the shareholders that owned a piece of the business. It wasn't about people anymore. It was about profits. And some people were so unscrupulous about it in very unhealthy ways. And we're not going to dig into the political or the moral implications on this call. But it's important to know that there are some. And even more important is this. Millennials who are in their 20s and 30s now don't have a point of reference for that old paradigm. They've never known that kind of loyalty. They're adapting more readily to this new approach, what I call the experience economy. And the reason for this shift is a technological one. Again, not to get too heady here, but it's important to understand this. Technology has pushed us up the pyramid, and I'll explain that in a minute, and it's forced us to create work for ourselves that has meaning. Whether you're taking a job or you're an entrepreneur, it's now not so much about the paycheck as it is about the meaning. And here's what I'm talking about. Abraham Maslow developed a theory of society that's most commonly known as Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So close your eyes for a second and just imagine this two-dimensional little triangle pyramid shape, okay? And at the base of the pyramid, there are three layers to the pyramid, and at the base of the pyramid, you're going to see our core needs. This is the survival type stuff, like money to keep a roof over your head or clothes on your back. And believe it or not, it's become incredibly easy to make money compared to life 100 years ago. You can quite literally make a career out of eating pizza and playing video games. That's what video games testers do all the time. 100 years ago, this wouldn't have been possible. And people would have thought you were nuts for even imagining that kind of a career. I mean, there were no video games 100 years ago. And to think that you would make a career being a game tester was absurd, just ridiculous. But today, you'll find thousands of online search results and jobs that pay $30 an hour for testing video games or any number of jobs doing something that you might enjoy. So the challenge now isn't about how to make money anymore. Anybody can make money. Money can be made relatively easily. I understand there are certain circumstances where it's like, dude, I have no money. I am brokety broke, and I get that. But what I'm talking about is, as a whole, our society has made it easy to make money. So it's not about how to make money anymore. It's about more than that. So then we move to the middle of this pyramid. This middle layer of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is about recognition and worth and belonging. You know, is what I'm doing important? Do I contribute? And do I get paid well enough for what I do? Do I even have value anymore since the job I used to do is now done in half the time by a computer that never gets tired, never stops for lunch, and rarely breaks down? This middle layer is about love and belonging and being part of a community that appreciates who we are. It's about being valued and appreciated by others. And even that isn't hard to come by anymore. 100 years ago, when the nearest house was 2 miles away and it was old Mr. Jones's farm and old Mr. Jones was the only guy that lived there, it was really hard to develop a sense of community. I don't even have to leave my living room anymore. I just plug in my laptop, connect to any number of social media outlets, and ask for a virtual hug, and all my friends start liking my posts and sending me digital hugs, images, and other forms of love and acceptance. I can know within a few clicks that I'm loved and I'm accepted. So that's not hard anymore either, which means technology has forced us again to move up the pyramid. The tip of the pyramid is about finding meaning and self-actualization. So we were looking for external validation, and now we're looking for internal meaning, self-worth, self-actualization, and that's where so many of you find yourselves today. Yes, I can get a job pretty much anywhere, doing pretty much anything, making some kind of money. But I want something I love. I want to do something that has meaning for me. I want to build something that matters. And that's where so many people find themselves today. It's a big reason why people have left corporate America in droves to create their own businesses. It's really easy right now to set up a website, throw up a shingle, and say, hey, I'm in business. I make jewelry. I offer my secretarial services. I watch your kids. I'll do whatever it takes to earn a buck. It's not hard to do that. But the problem is twofold here. These people left corporate America and didn't create a new business. They created a new job for themselves. And as a result, they're struggling with being an employee that's always on the clock versus a business owner that has the real freedom and flexibility that was the original promise of starting that new business in the first place. And that's the dilemma. That's what we're going to kind of look at here, because every business is going to go through three stages of growth if you're building a business, and you have to make the decision. And this is where I see a lot of new entrepreneurs get stuck. They say they want to have a business. They say they want to be a business owner, but they don't want to run it like a business. They want to run it like a side gig, a hobby, a part-time something-something that I do on the side to make some cash. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to be clear about what you're really creating. There's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 and working something on the side. I've done it. But you got to be clear that at some point, if that side gig is going to be the business, that means the 9-to-5's got to go. At some point, in some way, maybe it's a downshift to part-time hours or part-time days, or maybe it has to go completely so that you can put the focus on really growing a business. And it has to be a business, not an expensive hobby and not a new job for yourself. And it takes a different mindset. And we'll talk about that as we're going through these stages of growth. Now, I give full credit to my colleague and former client, Les McCune, for this concept. Les authored the book, Predictable Success, wherein he outlines the stages of business growth and decline. I don't look at the decline side of things. I work with people who are in growth mode. And according to Les, every business goes through these growth stages at some point on their way to predictable success. And while each stage comes with its own set of issues, they all share some commonalities. These three things that you need to navigate each stage and achieve success on your terms. And here's the ticket. You've already got these things to some degree. I'm not here to sell you anything new. You've already got this stuff. It's just a matter of honing it and putting it to use appropriately in your business depending on which stage of growth you're in. And what are those things? Clarity, confidence, and courage. You've already got them. To some degree, you've already got them, or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be on this call. You wouldn't have stepped out to say, hey, I want to create a career for myself as an entrepreneur. You wouldn't have done it, okay? So I know you've got them. When you have all three in proper measure, it's like having a blank check made payable to you for all the success you want. And I know, I know that that sounds super hypey, but it is true, and I'm going to give you some examples as we go through this, and I walk you through these three stages of growth. Now, the first stage is what I call liftoff. This is the earliest stage of business development, when there is so much to learn, and it feels like there's never enough time to learn it all and implement it, because truly, there isn't enough time to learn it all and implement it. You could stay up all day, every day, and you would still find more things that could be done, more things that didn't happen fast enough, more stuff to learn about, more websites to explore. There's always more stuff. But what you really need is income and a market for what you're offering. So that's where your focus needs to be. This is a time when there's a lot of trial and error. Les calls this stage early struggle because it's usually early on in the business and there's a lot of struggling to hit profitability for most people. But I find that it's different sometimes with personality-based businesses. A lot of times personality-based business owners will come to me in this stage not because they don't have clarity on a profitable market or an offering. They usually have at least one of those things in place. Sometimes they have them both in place. But what I see is clients that are in liftoff that are still trying to get profit clarity. They figured out how to make money, but they haven't quite handled how to make a profit and keep a profit consistently. So they're shifting out of hobby mode and into business mode, and they're starting to focus on running a real business. It's typical of direct sellers. You know, that product is tried and tested. It works. There's a viable market for it. But the client's having a hard time trying to figure out their way of approaching clients and making sure that they're staying profitable. So it's not necessarily about a lot of trial and error, it's about finding profit clarity. And let's talk here for a minute and talk about profitability, because most people think that being profitable means having more money than you spent. The bottom line. That's how we've navigated the financial world for years. I take a slightly different approach. I talk about two pieces of profitability, the first one being instant profit and the second one being total profitability. I'm a certified profit-first business coach, which teaches that profit is the money that you take out of the business before you even spend a dime. It's the idea of paying your business and yourself first, instant profit. And for someone who's brand new in business, this is a much easier concept for them to swallow because they haven't had a boatload of expenses that have come along that they've got to pay out first. But once you've been in business for a little while and you're still in that liftoff phase, you know, you haven't gotten off the ground yet, maybe you've got some expenses that are recurring. Maybe you've got a subscription or an annual fee for your membership for your, you know, professional organization, or you've got these expenses that you've started to incur and you don't have the consistent cash flow coming in. Uh-oh. Now it's hard to say, well, I'm going to pay the business first because you've got these bills. But I'm here to tell you, if you approach your business with a profit-first mentality and you pay yourself and your business first, you will, over time, get yourself into a position where your expenses are in alignment with how much money you're actually bringing in. So that idea of having instant profit and knowing that if $100 comes in, $5 goes into my profit account, I'm guaranteed a 5% profit on that sale every time. And it shifts the way you start looking at income and expenses in your business. Instant profitability is one of the most powerful things that I've learned in the last year that makes it possible for business, even one that's not bringing in a lot of revenues, to still be profitable. So that's instant profit. How could you see your own bottom line improving with that one shift? If you shifted your approach to your business so that you were already profitable in every single transaction you made, that's powerful. But total profitability is even more than that. Yes, money is important. I don't want to say that it's not, because it is. Having a positive bank balance after covering the expenses is important. But so is your quality of life. Having the time and the space to focus on what really matters to you outside your business. Things like quality time with your family, or the ability to travel and enjoy some of the money that you've been making. The ability to take care of your health and well-being. Self-care that's not an afterthought. Total profitability to me is what happens when all the resources you invest, time, energy, money, attention, when all of those resources that you invest bring a positive return. And that's not just money. The time you put in yields more than just money. The money you put in yields more than just time. There's an overall improvement in your bottom line, but also your top line quality of life. This is an issue that corporations don't have, but you do as a personality-based brand. Les talks about a concept called the artisan trap, and that doesn't apply just to artists, but you can see it there very easily. So here's an example. You create some art, then you go out and sell it. Once it's sold, you go back to making more art, and then the cycle continues, and you're in this trap of make it, sell it, and you can't ever get out of that spiral. Those are all symptoms of first stage growth, that liftoff phase. You're not off the ground yet. You're on the runway. You're taxiing maybe. Maybe you're out of the gate. You're all in that whole phase of liftoff. But some business owners continue in the artisan trap on purpose. They like the cycle of take some time to do my work, then work like crazy to sell it, and then take some more time off to do my work, and then work like crazy to sell it. You see it with musicians. They'll work on an album for, you know, 3 months or a year, and then they'll promote it with a tour, and they'll work really hard on that, and then they'll take more time off, and they'll work on an album, and then they'll go promote it really hard and heavy. You see that on purpose. They like that cycle, but their prices are high enough, concert tickets, anyone, that they can afford to take a few months off between sales because they've got a stockpile of cash. So for them, it's fun, okay? Stage two business growth is after liftoff, when you've got blue skies and smooth sailing. You found a cycle and a groove that works for you. Maybe it's the artisan trap. Maybe it's something different. Maybe you've got some systems in place that keep things running and moving smoothly, okay? I call this blue skies. Les calls this fun, because it can be a whole lot of fun. This is where many direct sales leaders and solopreneurs decide to camp out for life. And you can. You can stay in fun, in theory, for the life of your business once you get through liftoff. The money is flowing. There are enough clients and jobs to keep you busy. You've got clarity on your brand. You're making a name and a reputation for yourself. This is where you need courage. You need to be a business owner and take a stand for the health of the company. You can't put people or profits first because you need to recognize that your principles are the driving force of your company's success at this stage. Principles, profits, then people. And it must be that way. If you focus on people or profits first, one of two things is going to happen in the blue sky stage of growth. You're either going to choke the business so that it can't survive, or you're going to choke yourself because you're working too hard. If you put profits first, you end up working yourself to the bone. If you put people first, you end up being too generous, and then the company dies because it's not sustainable. But if you put your principles first and you build your business around being profitable in alignment with your principles, then people are automatically taken care of. Okay? It has to be this way. And you'll either decide in stage two that you want to stay here because it's fun and it's awesome, or you're going to feel the call and see the possibility of making a bigger impact, having a larger reach, wanting to make a huge difference in your work. It could mean growing a larger organization around you or hiring the right people. It could mean building something with a global impact. The size isn't the issue here. What is the issue is the turbulence that comes up. And I'll talk about turbulence in a minute. But before we leave blue skies, I want to look at these two choices a little more closely. Because you've got to decide, are you going to stay in blue skies or are you going to push through turbulence and get to predictable success? Okay, so staying put means you're going to have an income cap at some point. You can't grow beyond a certain point because it's just you and maybe a small team of folks that are dedicated to the work you're doing. That means trading dollars for hours. It could mean trading lots of dollars for hours, but it's still dollars for hours. You can only put in so many hours. So you either have to charge more for what you do or you have to be willing to accept the salary cap for your line of work. It's one or the other. But don't be fooled. I know many, many entrepreneurs in this stage of growth who are making a very comfortable living for themselves. One client I worked with for 18 months, and at the end of that time, she had shifted her business, and she was still in blue skies, to the point where she was able to buy a new home and pay it off in two years, instead of 30. A few years after that, she decided she wanted to buy a new house and pay cash for it. So we're not talking about being comfortable as, you know, we're not defining that as making $15,000 a year. And if that's comfortable for you, then fabulous. But I know multi-million-dollar personality-based companies that are in fun because that's where they like it. They've got a small team. They've got a large following. They make plenty of money and a little life that they love with plenty of freedom to do what they like. Les himself says he's in fun right now. I don't know how much money he makes, but I know he's in fun right now. He's written a few books that have hit the bestseller list. He's got a solid speaking calendar, an armload of coaching clients at any given time, and I don't know how much money he's making, but he's not on welfare, if you understand my point. He's got a nice, comfortable living for himself. He travels and does the things that he wants to do, and he's got time for what matters to him, his wife, and his family overseas, because he's from Ireland. So you don't have to have this teeny tiny business and fun and think that you're never going to make any money. You can design a life and a business that you love, and you don't have to be making six or seven figures to do it, but you can. So the question is, what would success look like for you? What really matters for you? What are your real priorities for you, the person, first? And then how does this business support that? That's where you start. That's the starting point for anything that you want to build when you're a personality-based brand. The other thing that happens in stage two is that desire to grow. You hear that call to serve on a larger scale, to reach more people, to maybe even have that global impact. And sadly, you can't just jump into that space. I've seen people try. I've tried. I screwed up. What happens is that turbulence. It gets really bumpy. And when you hit that ceiling I mentioned, you've got to make a conscious choice. Do I stay here in blue skies, you know, back off a little bit so I don't keep hitting the bumpy turbulence, just back off a little and stay where it's comfortable, or do I press forward and grow? When you decide to grow beyond blue skies, you'll have more than a little bit of turbulence. You're going to have a lot of it. Now, if you choose to stay in blue skies, that little bit of turbulence you're going to hit is easy to take because it's the reminder, oh, I've reached my limit. I need to back off a little bit, give myself some time, give myself some breathing room, give myself some space. But when you want to grow through it, well, it can be very painful because you're really trying to make something meaningful and help a lot of people, but you're bumping into a lot of turbulence and resistance, and that's stage three. Things have been cooking along, things have been fun, and you've consciously decided that you want to scale things up and grow, or it's just sort of happened to you and you're liking where it's heading. Things are really good for a while, but now stuff's starting to fall through the cracks too often. Stuff's not getting done. People are getting upset. And it's not anybody's fault in particular. It's just something happened. There was a glitch, or we didn't know that that was going to happen, and we didn't have a system for responding to it. You know, you've been experiencing a lot of dropped balls. There's too much for you to manage on your own. Your systems, if you have any, need updating or expanding. In short, this is the example of the paradigm shift. Einstein said we need new thinking to solve new problems. The old thinking that brought us to this problem is not going to help us solve this problem. What got you here won't get you there, so to speak. And the key to getting through the turbulence is clarity. Clarity comes from effective systems, especially for marketing and sales, so that you can get out of the artisan trap. It's about having the right people on your team and making sure they're in the right roles and then delegating to them properly. You can't move through turbulence without a team. It cannot be done. Les calls this whitewater, and I've known companies that have stayed stuck in this place for years. Recently worked with a company that had been in whitewater for several years, and they were getting clarity, and then they were not acting on it. This is the time when the company isn't so much about you anymore as it is about the brand that you've created. Tony Robbins is a great example of this. He has built a huge empire on his face, his name, and his skill set, but now it's not just about him. He's got a huge organization of people that support him, train people, and do many of the events that used to be just Tony. He's lent his faith and his reputation to the growth of the brand so that one day when he's gone, the business is still there. Zig Ziglar did this with his books, his talks, and now a company that's still strong even after his death in 2012. But to get there, you've got to go through the turbulence. You've got to build the team. You've got to bump into the personality conflicts and deal with the issues that come, the growing pains that come with growing a successful business. If you can make it through turbulence, you've got a legacy brand and a company that can, in theory, last forever. So those are your three stages. You've got liftoff, where you're pulling out of the gate and taxiing down the runway and trying to get off the ground. You've got blue skies, where you're up in the air and things are smooth and things are great and the money's good and the clients are happy and you're happy and everybody's got money and it's just wonderful. And then you've got turbulence, where you're hitting those bumps after you've had some success, and it's like, what the heck? And you have to decide, am I going to push through and grow, or am I going to back off and go back to what I was doing? And you're the only person who can make that decision. So hopefully that gives you a way to identify what stage of growth you're in, or you might be straddling two stages if you're in transition. You know, at liftoff, sometimes you've still got one set of wheels on the ground while the nose is in the air. So you could be straddling two stages if you're in transition. And the tools you need to move through them are confidence, clarity, and courage. You need all three to varying degrees in each stage. And like I said, you've already got those things. It's a matter of tapping into them in the appropriate measure, but you've got them. So this isn't anything anybody's got to teach you. This isn't anything that anybody can really teach you. All they can do is support you in tapping into what you've already got. So now that we've got these three stages, we're looking at these three elements. And for nearly every personality-based business owner I've met, it comes down to a deficiency in one of these areas. You've got it, but you're lacking a little bit in confidence, or you're lacking a little bit in clarity, or you're not quite sure you have the courage to move forward and take the steps even though you know what you're supposed to do. I can't tell you how many people have told me, I know what I'm supposed to do, I'm just not doing it, and I don't know why. Dun, dun, dun. I think it was Martin Luther King who said, you know, you get just enough light for the next step. Courage is taking their faith, is taking the step when you can't see the whole staircase, when only one step's illuminated, something like that. I'm totally slaughtering that quote right now, but you get the gist, all right? This is probably one of the most important lessons for today's call. It is okay to ask for and get help and support. We were made to be interdependent beings. We need each other. Sometimes you need a shot of clarity. Somebody tell me what to do next kind of moment. I know for myself, I know how to do a lot of things. I've taught myself how to do a lot of stuff, and I've had a lot of life experiences. I'm fairly proficient at computers and a lot of things, but sometimes even I get stuck and need someone to tell me what they see that I don't. That's why I've had a coach from time to time. But here's the problem I've seen with a lot of coaches out there. They want to tie you into a year-long program when all you really need is to just talk to somebody quickly. I just need to get this answered. I just need to see this thing. I need this one perspective shift. I need to bounce an idea off someone. And maybe you're not ready for a year-long commitment. Maybe you can't afford a year-long commitment, but you'd really like to get some help. And I wanted to be able to do something about that, so I developed these next step sessions to give people a quick shot of clarity. And I've been giving them away all month to see if they would work. And they do! I've gotten great feedback on them, and I'm happy we've been able to help so many people get the clarity that they need. But there's nothing wrong with asking for help and getting clarity. I want you to understand that, whether it's with me or somebody else. It's important to get the support you need for your stage of business growth. And somebody else might need more accountability. You know, a regular check-in, a group support piece for encouragement, you know, when things get tough. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. And a lot of people leave corporate America and don't get that. They think, again, because it's easy to put up a shingle and make some money, that it's easy to be a business owner. It's not. Because there's a difference between making some money and making a living wage or growing a business and making a big impact. Plus, most entrepreneurs come with a patchwork quilt of understanding about running a business. They don't have a business background. They don't have the entrepreneurial acumen from generations of entrepreneurs in their family. They've decided they want to make this leap, and they come with what they have. Maybe they're really good with computers, but they're not good on the phone. Or maybe they couldn't make a web page to save their life, or they don't get social media. There are lots of moving parts to a business, and here's what I tell people. The journey is harder. The work is easier. What I mean is you're doing the thing that you're good at. You're doing the thing that you love. But in order to be able to do it, that path has more challenges. And you have to decide if that's really your gist. Maybe you would be better suited to working a job and just finding the right company for you. There's nothing wrong with either path. You just need to be clear. The easier path has the harder work. The harder path has the easier work because it's work that you love. It still has its challenges, but it's way more enjoyable when you're doing the work. Okay? So having accountability and support can be valuable too. It's great for building that confidence, getting clarity when you can ask somebody else who's been there, done that, on something that you're working on. It's one of the reasons why we built the Accountability Club last year and why people continue to see results in it. I built one of the first ever e-commerce websites back in the 90s, so I'm pretty smart about computer stuff. But when it came to building my new website, I hired a professional. It's so much nicer than anything I created myself. Megan did a fantastic job, and I know how to use it and change it and manage it, but there are times when it's more cost-effective from a total profitability standpoint to talk to my VA, Tanya, who's equally amazing, and she makes the magic happen so that I don't have to. They support me in having an online presence, an amazing online presence, I think, because I think they're awesome, but that's just me. And some people need one-on-one help. Okay, they've got a unique situation, or they can't make it to a group class like this, and they know they'll never listen to the recording anyways, so they need to be on live. They need that one-on-one accountability, but they also need the strategy and the business support that comes from working with a seasoned pro on a regular basis. My coaches are super smart about their areas of expertise. That's why I work with them. They shorten my learning curve. They give me new perspectives. And that's what I do for my clients. You know, there are lots of ways to learn. There are lots of ways to get the support you need to be successful. The point I'm trying to make here is that you need to find what works for you. And I encourage you to ask questions when you're looking for help, to make sure that what's being offered, whether it's a program, a course, a consultation, a coaching session, a redesign of whatever it is you're working on, make sure it's a good fit for who you are and how you work. Some people like long-term commitments. Other people want pay-as-you-go month to month. Find what works for you. Sing it with me now. Find what works for you, because that's the biggest problem I see for personality-based brands right now. You're not trusting your gut. God gives you an idea and you stall on it. You don't move forward. You keep doing what everyone else says you, quote-unquote, should be doing instead of what you've been called to act on. There are three things I've told my clients since the beginning of time. One, you already know what to do next. The next step is already within you. You may not want to take it. You may not like the idea of taking it, but you already know what your next step is. So you got to go take that step. Two, you are the most important product that your company has to offer, especially as a personality-based brand. I used to tell this to direct sellers all the time. In direct sales, you know, you're one of 1.5 million other consultants selling the exact same thing in the exact same catalog for the exact same price everywhere across the country. What's the differentiating factor? You. You are the one product that you take to every party, every meeting, every encounter that you have. You are the one thing that is there all the time. And so often we discount ourselves. I have a friend and a colleague who has this brilliant idea about showing up in the marketplace in a particular way, and I keep telling her, she loves Sherlock Holmes, I keep telling her, you need to channel your inner Sherlock. You need to show up as your version of Sherlock Holmes, because when she does, when she talks that way, when she shows up that way with me, it's engaging, it's fun, and it's her with her own unique spin on, you know, Sherlock for her marketplace. And I love it, and I'm not the only person who loves it when she shows those little glimpses, but the problem is she shows little glimpses and isn't confident in owning it. She won't keep showing up consistently as herself in all of her Sherlockness. And it breaks my heart because I think she's amazing. And she's getting there. She's building her confidence. She's working on it. She's testing the water. She's doing it a little at a time. And eventually she'll get there. I have no doubt because I know she's awesome. But it takes time and it takes practice. So the third thing I tell people is the only way to be successful as a personality-based brand is to show up as yourself fully and completely. Because if you don't, you're showing up as somebody else, which means they can't fall in love with you, but it also means they can't hate you because it's not you showing up. So there's that win-loss there. You have to commit to who you are and what matters to you and build your business around those principles. There's only one Apple in the world. There's only one Microsoft. There are lots of computer manufacturers and software manufacturers in the world. There's only one that's Apple. There's only one that's Microsoft because they show up a particular way in the marketplace. They've chosen to consistently show up as that brand. If Apple started behaving like Microsoft, you'd be like, what the heck's going on? And vice versa. A certain set of people resonate with what Apple stands for. A certain set of people resonate with what Microsoft stands for. A certain set of people resonate with what I stand for. And a certain set of people will resonate with what you stand for. But if you don't stand for something, what is it they say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything? You'll end up taking whatever comes along instead of staking your flag in the ground and saying, this is where I am, this is what I'm about, and becoming the lighthouse for your right clients to find you. I'm not a big fan of if you build it, they will come. I like the lighthouse analogy because you've got to shine the light out into the world for people to see it. The reason if you build it, they will come worked was because he told somebody, and that person told somebody else, and that person told somebody else, and then they came. So there's got to be a light shining out into the world, It's got to be your light. It can't be somebody else's light. It's got to be yours. And if you're pussyfooting around, hemming and hawing about, well, I don't know if the world will like me, well, we'll never get a chance to find out because you're still hiding. Stop hiding. And I know that's easy for me to say now, but it wasn't when I was in school. It was really hard to be me because people don't like me. And what I learned was I had to be somebody else so that I could stay safe in that community. But I'm not in school anymore. Pardon my French, I'm a grown-ass adult, and I can do my own thing, and I can get paid to do it. And so can you. But you need that confidence, that clarity, that courage, and that commitment to yourself if you're going to be a personality-based brand in this era. The era of the experience economy is people want to experience more of you. That's the reality of doing business right now. I can buy socks anywhere. But when I can buy really cool socks that have a great story about the person who made them, oh, I want those socks more than just running to the store and picking up a 10-cent pair of socks or whatever. Okay? Are you a commodity or are you a gem? You get to decide that. And then you get to change your pricing to reflect that. That's entirely up to how you choose to show up in the world. But if you're living in the shoulds, you can't achieve the real success you desire for yourself because you're living in the shoulds of somebody else's dream. They're telling you what you should do so that you can be successful. You're following their path, not your path. Find and surround yourself with people who get you, who understand you're not like anyone else. And they wouldn't have that any other way. They want you because you're you. Now, that doesn't mean break the rules just to break them. Okay? It means create a definition of success that's built around what really matters to you and stop worrying about everybody else's definition. That's the big thing. Until you can get clear on what matters to you, success will always elude you. Because you'll be running with somebody else's definition of success. You know, that's why I created the Dream Blazing program, was so that people could get clear on what really matters to them. Define it. Own it. And that's what you need to build a profitable, sustainable business. When you're clear on what matters to you, including taking care of yourself, including making sure the people that you love are taken care of, including making sure that your business serves the right people in the right ways. That's how you're successful. That's how you're profitable. That's how you build something that's sustainable, because you put principles first, then profits, because profit is the lifeblood of your company, and without profits, the company can't survive. And then the people take care of themselves, because you've got your principles in place, and you've got the money to pay good people and attract the right kinds of clients. Because you've decided what matters to you. And you're not just taking anybody who walks through the door and can fog up a mirror. And I get a little passionate about this because I've seen so many people ruin themselves. And my mother was a great example of this. When I was a small child, from the time I was little, my mom had a side hustle. She was a hustling entrepreneur. She always had some kind of a hustle going. She had a snow plow and plowed driveways one winter, and then the next winter it was too mild, so they sold the snow plow, and then the year after that it snowed like crazy, and she didn't have the plow anymore, so she didn't have the business. She put together lottery number books to sell. I mean, my mom always had something. And she never saw true success because she was always floating from one shiny object, this will make money idea, to another. Until after we were all grown up, she found and fell in love with eBay. And she decided that eBay gave her everything she needed to be successful the way she wanted to be successful. She could buy and sell on her own terms, on her own schedule. She'd list more things when she needed more money. She could pack and ship on her own calendar. It was easy for her, and she started to become profitable, and she was making money, and she was paying her bills, and she was finally doing the thing that she had always wanted to do, which was stay home and have an income that supported her, because she found something that worked for who she was and what she wanted to do. She didn't have to keep a shop open 24 hours a day. She didn't have to do any of that. She found the thing that worked for her after years and years and years of staying in liftoff. And that's one of the reasons why I am so passionate about helping entrepreneurs get off the ground and build something that has a lasting impact. Because I lived with it for so many years, the struggle of not being able to be successful because you were constantly chasing something out there that wasn't even your definition of success. Whether that's being six, seven-figure entrepreneur or having high-profile clients or all of those other things that don't really matter to you, let them go and focus on you. You're a personality-based brand. If you don't focus on you, nobody else is gonna. You matter. And until you understand that you matter, the rest of the world isn't going to resonate with your message. I had a colleague, a friend, say, she said this to me, and when she said it, it clicked. Finally, I matter, you matter, we matter. And I have it on a sticky note in front of my, hangs over my laptop now, and it says, I matter, you matter, we matter, as a reminder that my business has to serve me first, not because I'm being selfish, not because I'm inconsiderate of others, but because that's why I built it, was so that it would work around me. And you matter because you're my clients. You're the people that come into my life, but I can't serve you until I've taken care of me, put my own oxygen mask on first. And then when I'm able to take care of you in the ways that are appropriate, we matter because now we have this living, breathing organism that is business. We're transacting and interacting. We're engaging. We're connecting. We're spreading and sharing ideas that matter. We're helping each other. Business is not a one-way street. I don't just offer my stuff. It's a conversation because you choose to show up. You choose to work with me. You choose to say yes to what I'm offering. You choose to trade your money and your hard-earned time, which created that money, to me in exchange for the help that I provide. It's a conversation. And when we start to see business that way, we behave differently. And that's the beauty of having a personality-based business because we can do it better than anybody else, better than any big corporation could ever dream because we're right on the front lines. Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground today, and I want to give you guys some time for Q&A. But I also want to let you know about some of the cool new things that are happening here in my business. The first is that we've developed a whole new approach to coaching and support for 2015 called Success Your Way. From affordable pay-as-you-go options to a year-long business development program and an annual business retreat, there are bound to be ways that we can work together in the new year that will work for who you are and what you're about, and I am just over the moon giddy about what we've created. And you can take a look at them over at the coaching page on my website. So it's lisarobinyoung.com/coaching, or you can just go to the homepage and click on the coaching button. It's there. Okay? I invite you to go there and see the special incentives for getting started before the end of the year if that's something that works for you. But these are not limited time, oh my gosh, if you don't make a decision today, the world is going to fall in on your head and you're going to go to hell options. Okay? I don't operate that way because I don't think it serves you. If you're building a real business, you have a budget for marketing. You have a budget for coaching and training and learning, and you have to decide, this is how much I'm going to spend for the whole year. And if you don't know how much things cost, you can't create a budget. And so to give you a two-week window of act now doesn't serve you. It doesn't help you become a business owner. It only feeds and perpetuates that frenzy of buy my crap. And quite frankly, my stuff's not crap. So have at it. Go over to the website, check out the coaching page. And what I'm really excited about on that page is that it says, this is good for you if you're in this situation, and it's not good for you if you're in this situation. And it helps you get real clear on, this is the kind of support that's going to serve you or it's not going to serve you. And if you've got questions, please, please, please reach out to me. You know how to find me. But I also want to help you grow your business at no cost to you next year through a new program called the Success Your Way podcast, which will launch around March of next year, sooner if we can get it up sooner. But I'm really excited because we're going to be featuring people at all stages of business growth as they talk about how they're defining success on their own terms. And we're already lining up the first interviews. I'm really excited about what's been happening there. And if you'd like to be featured, just send me an email, and I'll talk more about the specifics. You know, and all of that new stuff is in addition to the Sunday songs, the video series, the blog posts we're already doing to support personality-based businesses like yours as you grow. So I'm going to open it up for questions. You're already in the queue. I think star 6 will allow you to ask questions. If you've got a question, just press star 6, and that will put you in the queue. And I will just take you guys in the order that you've received. If you've got any questions about anything that we've talked about or questions about growing your business that we didn't cover that you'd like to get answers to, let's use this time and help you get some forward momentum on your business. Star 6, I don't see anybody in the queue. If you don't have any questions, we'll just wrap up early and we'll send off the recording later. Going once. Going twice. All right, let me check my email, make sure there's no questions in the email. No questions there either. Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and close the call. I really want to thank you guys for taking the time to be here today to learn about those three stages of growth, to get clear on where you're at and what you need. If anything comes up after the call and you've got questions, feel free to shoot me an email, lisa@lisarobinyoung.com. That's what I'm here for. And, again, just thank you. Go check out those coaching options, and if you want to get started before the year end, there's some great incentives there. And until next time, this is Lisa Robinyoung signing off, and blessings and peace, everybody. Have a great day.